Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview Week 16's most important games in the National Football League, including the look at the Christmas Day games and so much more. So it's going to be a fun show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy it. And on behalf of each and every one of us, I'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Christmas Day games, the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to start off with the Kansas City Chiefs for a moment. The Chiefs, they beat the New England Patriots. They did do that. However, here's the flip side to that. Chiefs receivers are still dropping passes. Patrick Mahomes, you saw him on the bench. You saw him angry. Kadarius Toney has continued to drop passes. There just hasn't been any consistency with the Chiefs receivers this year. We talked about the Philadelphia Eagles being a much different team this year. The Kansas City Chiefs are a much different team this year. I think this has a lot to do with Eric Bieniemy no longer being the offensive coordinator at the team. Say what you want about Eric. Eric had his guys ready, disciplined, no nonsense, and it made the difference last year. And since he was for the long time that he was the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs, now he's in Washington and the focus is not there. The discipline is not there. Kadarius Toney continues to drop passes. Other Chiefs receivers are continuing to drop passes. They beat New England last week, but still no consistency when it comes to the wide receivers. So Patrick has his issues with his receivers. Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, listen, they've acknowledged it. They know the deal, and they're going to be ready on Christmas Day against their longtime rival, their AFC West rival, the Las Vegas Raiders. So for the Raiders, we've got, listen, the Raiders, they went rough shop last Thursday night against the Los Angeles Chargers. Antonio Pierce, I feel he should be the permanent head coach of that team. He's done a great job with them. Aiden O'Connell played well last week. And the Raiders, their playoff chances are very slim. They're still in the hunt, but it's going to be tough. They're going to have to win out, and they're going to need a lot of help. But this could be a stepping stone for next year. And I really believe that Antonio Pierce, as I stated earlier, should be the permanent head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. They got to give him a contract. But this is going to be a great game. I mean, listen, this is Christmas Day. Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, Las Vegas Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs. When you know about Raiders and Chiefs, classic rivalry game. So many great moments. So many great players have played in this rivalry. And the best is yet to come. Hopefully, Patrick Mahomes can get his Christmas wish and have his receivers not drop passes, and they could maintain the game and try to win the game and get touchdowns. Or the Raiders may get their Christmas gift with Antonio Pierce, still the interim head coach, stealing a victory on Christmas Day instead of giving the Chiefs some nice gifts or maybe some Yuletide carols. They may give them a lump of coal. Who knows? But it should be a good game between the Raiders and the Chiefs. Continuing the Christmas Day action, we have the New York Giants going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. First for the Giants, the Giants got embarrassed last week by the New Orleans Saints. Saquon Barkley had nothing for the Saints defense. Tommy DeVito, their quarterback, was sacked 7 times. But this is still a feel-good story for the Giants. Tommy DeVito, in that short 3-game winning streak that he had the Giants on, it caught the eyes and ears of not only NFL fans, but football fans worldwide, specifically in the New York City metropolitan area and Giants, and with Giants fans as well. So Tommy's going to be playing on Christmas Day, going up against a team that is hungry and they are desperate. They've lost their last 3 games with the Philadelphia, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts, you know he's going to have it on his mind, right? Jason Kelce, you know he has it on his mind. Fletcher Cox, also Brandon Graham, the rest of the squad, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. They're not going to be playing in Philadelphia on this Christmas Day. Let's just say they're going to have the They're going to try to have the New York Giants saying "bah humbug" and give them a lump of coal instead of spreading some Yuletide carols for this game. So when you think of the Giants and the Eagles, New York City, Philadelphia, I-95, New Jersey Turnpike, this rivalry has been intense and is going to be intense on Christmas Day between Giants and the Eagles. Monday Night Football, the Christmas night game, the Baltimore Ravens going up against the San Francisco 49ers. First for Baltimore, impressive win over the Jacksonville Jaguars last Sunday night. And then the Ravens, the week before that, they beat the Los Angeles Rams in overtime, 37-31. So with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, listen, what more can you say about Lamar, right? He's a dynamo, running the ball, throwing the ball, dynamic, electric as ever. He's my candidate for this year's league MVP. There's some great ones out there with Mr. Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. And speaking of Purdy and McCaffrey, they'll be in this game too. And San Francisco, listen, the model of consistency all year long, offensively and defensively. Defensively, you've got some dogs with Fred Warner, Arik Armstead, Nick Bosa, Diamador Lenore. The list goes on. And on the offensive side, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, and the two MVP candidates in San Francisco, Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. So when I think about teams that are tough, teams that are consistent, and teams that can pull away and run away with their respective division titles and also the number one seeds, Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. Christmas night, Monday Night Football, it's going to be exciting. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Baltimore Ravens going up against the San Francisco 49ers. These two teams have played each other only 7 times, but Baltimore leads the series 5-2. The first time these two teams played was on November the 17th of 1996. The 49ers beat the Ravens 38-20. And then they played each other again November 30th, 2003. Ravens would win 44-6. Then they played again October the 7th, 2007. Ravens beat the 49ers 9-7. Their next meeting was November 24th, 2011. Ravens beat the 49ers 16-6. Who could forget Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, February 3rd, 2013. The Ravens beat the 49ers 34-31. Then they would meet again October 18, 2015. 49ers would win 25-20. And then their last meeting was December 1st, 2019. Ravens would beat the 49ers 20-17. So they haven't played each other a lot, but when they play each other, it's always close, it's always tight, and it's always festive. Especially since 2007, those games have been close. But to date, the most memorable game, as I stated earlier, Super Bowl 47, February 3rd, 2013, Ravens beating the 49ers 34-31. That was Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis's last game in the NFL. Also, that was Randy Moss's last game in the NFL. Randy played wide receiver for the 49ers. Also, Joe Flacco had an impressive game. He would go on to win Super Bowl MVP. Who could forget about the 100-yard kickoff return touchdown by Jacoby Jones, wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens? Oh, yeah. And who could forget about the halftime show with Beyonce getting a little help from Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child? Oh, and who could forget about the power outage that lasted almost 35 minutes, right? So many great moments in that game, and I think we're going to have great moments in this game Christmas night with the Baltimore Ravens going up against the San Francisco 49ers. The MVP, the NFL regular season MVP, the most heralded trophy, probably next to the big one, next to the Lombardi, is probably the most sought after in professional football. And we're going to have MVP candidates playing in this one. Lamar Jackson, quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. Brock Purdy, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, running back for the San Francisco 49ers. In a quarterback's league, Purdy and Jackson are the complete opposite. You have one quarterback that is dynamic, a game changer, one that can dazzle with his arms and his legs. You have another quarterback that's solid, efficient, one that relies more on the pass protection of his offensive line. They don't ask him to do too much, but when he does, he makes every play count. So when you got two talented quarterbacks like Lamar and Brock, sky is definitely the limit. And when you've got a nice supporting cast like these two teams that are so sound defensively, and two quality head coaches with John Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan, you're destined for greatness. These two teams have great personnel. These two teams have great coaches. These two teams have been ran pretty well. And these two teams are also Super Bowl champions. They have the pedigree. They have the experience. And it's going to show in this game on Christmas night between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. My game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 16's most important games in the NFL. The Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Kansas City to win. The New York Giants going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. I like the Eagles to bounce back. Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens going up against the San Francisco 49ers. I like Baltimore to win. So again, my picks are Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. And there you have it. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long. And on behalf of each and every one of us, I'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Till next time, so long, everyone.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
Celebrating 25 years, Quality Concrete, an Ascension Ready Mix company, the foundation of Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. Quality Concrete has the expertise that's earned them the Quality Control Award from the National Ready Mix Concrete Association year after year. Whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal work, Quality Concrete is the one to trust. And remember, quality contractors use Quality Concrete. Call Quality Concrete at 225-677-7177 or visit goquality.com. That's GEAUXquality.com. For all your concrete needs, choose Quality Concrete, the number one concrete company in the nation for quality control for the fourth time by the NRMCA. Quality Concrete, an Ascension Ready Mix company, has poured over 7 million yards in Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. With 7 locations and the most modern fleet in the state, Quality Concrete is the best choice for residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal projects. Call 225-677-7177 to get a quote now, or visit goquality.com. That's GEAUXquality.com. For all your concrete needs, choose Quality Concrete, the number one concrete company in the nation for quality control for the fourth time by the NRMCA. Quality Concrete, an Ascension Ready Mix company, has poured over 7 million yards in Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. With 7 locations and the most modern fleet in the state, Quality Concrete is the best choice for residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal projects. Call 225-677-7177 to get a quote now, or visit goquality.com. That's GEAUXquality.com.
Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw. Or shop us online at HelmPaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion. T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion. T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
For all your concrete needs, choose Quality Concrete, the number one concrete company in the nation for quality control for the fourth time by the NRMCA. Quality Concrete, an Ascension Ready Mix company, has poured over 7 million yards in Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. With 7 locations and the most modern fleet in the state, Quality Concrete is the best choice for residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal projects. Call 225-677-7177 to get a quote now, or visit GoQuality.com. That's G-E-A-U-X Quality. Celebrating 25 years, Quality Concrete, an Ascension Ready Mix company, the foundation of Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. Quality Concrete has the expertise that's earned them the Quality Control Award from the National Ready Mix Concrete Association year after year. Whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal work, Quality Concrete is the one to trust. And remember, quality contractors use Quality Concrete. Call Quality Concrete at 225-677-7177 or visit GoQuality.com. That's GeauxQuality.com.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
You ever heard the phrase, the more things change, the more things stay the same? And while we love the excitement of new things, it's also nice to have the reliability of something constant. Hey, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when it comes to insurance, State Farm is a good neighbor you can count on. Solo llama a tu agente. Another way State Farm helps is by supporting the creators and storytellers of the Michael Tura Podcast Network family. Con la ayuda de State Farm, estamos ayudando y asegurándonos de que nuestras voces sean escuchadas. Como un buen vecino, State Farm está ahí. Aprende más en es.statefarm.com.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with 4 locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland. HelmPaint.com.
Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw. Or shop us online at HelmPaint.com.
Helm Paint. Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion. T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.